This is Good Morning NOCO with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
6 minutes after 7 o'clock, welcome and Habba Jeeba. Friday is here. The sun is nowhere to be seen. It's very
I love it, dude.
Very dark out there. This is, I look forward to this hour every week. My old partner, what?
Why didn't we do the poll question about the time change?
Look, man.
I'll yell about that later. Sorry.
No, okay. We're going to do that now. Can I bring on Susan now?
Yeah, you were
okay.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. Hi, Susan. As I was saying.
Good morning.
My dear friend and old radio partner, Susan Moore. I've been so blessed ever since I started here that she has joined me every Friday when I was a good afternoon guy. And now on Good Morning NOCO. And thank you, Tanner, for letting us always get together and play.
No, I love it. I love it so
on
much.
On Fridays.
Susan, how are you, my darling?
I am so good, Tanner. Thank you for asking, and congratulations. It's good being married, huh?
It is. I have a bad tick already with the ring. I don't know why. I always just slide it up and down my finger and take it off.
You fidget.
And then I fidget with it a lot. I can't. I'm one of those guys that has my Dr. Bob though knows he's helped me with the restless leg syndrome. Like I've always got to be moving a little bit, and now I've got a ring to fidget with.
Oh, well, he can't help you with that. He doesn't wear his wedding ring.
That might be my help. He's not wearing it.
I know you well. In the past, you've gotten tired of a couple of them and threw them out, didn't you, Susan? Or did you melt them down and make a big necklace out of them?
Yeah, a big, heavy one.
Yeah.
All of them together.
So
yeah.
I got to tell you, Susan, we had a business meeting yesterday afternoon that turned into a beer meeting with Brian and I. And at one point, I took my ring off. I'm like, see if you can get this on your finger. And his was easy, right on there. And I tried to put his on, and it got stuck around my knuckle. And for a second, I thought I was going to be married to Brian. Very scared of that.
Worst things.
Me.
That's worse.
Me. Yeah, like wearing a jersey to a game. Am I right?
Oh, man. I don't know if you've noticed, Susan, but Tanner's been a bit argumentative lately.
Well, I think he's just full of vim and vinegar. Vim and vigor.
Whatever I was thinking pee and vinegar.
Yeah, probably that. It's probably closer to Brian.
Yeah, I think it is. Hey, Susan, maybe you can solve something. What were you going to say, Tanner?
Nothing.
No, you had something on the edge of your face.
No.
All right. Susan?
Yes?
How do you pronounce the type of animal that Tanner raises?
Heifers, steers, cattle.
What do you call them, the three-letter word?
Cow?
Cow. Do you say cow or do you say cow?
Well, I think I say cow.
Yeah, she does.
You say cow?
She does.
Okay.
Says cow. That was the start of the program there was just yelling about, do you say cow or cow?
Well, I watched that. You know, I watched that show, The Ultimate Cowboy Showdown, with Trace Adkins, which I absolutely love. And Trace, they all say they're cowboys. They're all, and they're always chasing their cows. And even Trace when he does it.
No. All right.
Do you remember when we were hanging with Trace Adkins, Susan?
Yes, and I asked him about his horse, and he didn't even have one.
That's all you need to.
Well, and then
that's
Susan,
no, know.
And then Susan,
host.
Of course, is well. If you ever want to ride, and you're in Colorado, you've got to come out to my place.
Yes. And if you need a horse, I have one for you.
Yes.
So there you go.
Love that.
I can help.
All right, Susan, are we getting our brains tested now?
Yes, you are.
All right.
Okay.
All right. It is time for...
What day is it today?
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
What day is it, Mike?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. What day is it today?
Guess what day it is.
All right,
talk to me, cowboy.
November 3rd. It is Friday, November 3rd, and it is World Jellyfish Day. I've got an irrational fear of jellyfish.
That's...
Because?
I don't know.
It's irrational, you don't need them.
No, I don't have a reasoning for it.
They look like, just giant sea loogies. You know, it looks like somebody, you know, God just hocked a bunch of goobers into the water, and hey, they're jellyfish.
There you go. Yeah.
I don't like them. Don't like anything about them. It's National Jersey Friday.
Supposed to wear your jerseys.
Don't do it. It's weird. It is National Housewives Day today.
That's you don't see that many anymore.
No.
You know?
Can't afford it.
I think I am a housewife now, because all I do every day is clean. Well, not all day, but a little bit every day.
Huh. Susan, I can see your nose growing from here. Pants on fire!
It is also National Sandwich Day today.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to ask you guys a question. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
That was one of our poll questions once, and technically, yes.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, we all agree on that. All right, the celebrity birthday time.
Since it's Housewife Day, shouldn't you get in the kitchen and make a sandwich?
Oh, my God. For all the women listening, do you want me to hit him, or do you want me to give you the code to get in? What do you want me to do? You guys have the opportunity to do something that hasn't been done yet. Now, we've seen you guys post in the 20s before. You've got a chance at a clean slate today.
That ain't going to happen.
You've got a chance at it, all right? So I'm not even going to set a line. Let's see how many of these you can get, because the list is not incredibly long today, but some very famous people on this list.
All right, I'm ready. Hey, Angel, are you ready to help us out here so that we can be perfect on this one?
I'll try.
All right, buddy.
All right, let's start first. Roseanne Barr turned 71.
Absolutely.
Wasn't she that great singer at that ball game?
Known for probably the worst version of the national anthem ever.
Yeah,
at that, really? I think it was the San Diego Padres game. Oh, if you haven't seen it, look it up. All grabs her crotch and spits at the end of it when she's done.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, my. Yeah.
Kate Capshaw turned 70.
Certainly.
Oh, Indiana Jones movie.
There you go.
Steven Spielberg's wife. Yep.
All right. Dennis Miller turned 70 today.
I always really enjoyed Dennis Miller. He was great on Weekend Update on Saturday Night Live, and even had a season as a commentator on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, it's one of those things. I think Dennis Miller was too smart for Monday Night Football. Or he just, like, the words that he used were too big. It's like, you got to dumb that down for us dumb football guys.
No, exactly. And then after him, I think Rush Limbaugh, I think, came after him.
Really?
Yeah, different brains there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dolph Lundgren at turn 66.
I'll break you. Yes, he was Ivan Drago in the in the Rocky IV movie.
Fun fact for you, he voiced the villain Svengeance in Minions: The Rise of Gru.
Creed
2.
He was in Creed 2 as well.
Mm-hmm. He comes back as Drago.
Isn't his kid fighting in there? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, that's right.
Pretty cool.
I think it's one of the best Rocky films.
Really?
Creed 2.
That's it.
Creed 2 is very good.
I haven't seen Creed yet.
You haven't seen any of them?
No, I haven't seen any of them.
All of them are really good films. Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Kendall Jenner is 28 today.
Yeah, I know her, but I really don't know why.
Well, keeping up with the Kardashians, probably.
Is that, why do we care?
Well, I don't.
No.
Okay.
So same with the Kardashians.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Whose kid is she?
Kendall Jenner? Isn't she Bruce Jenner?
Bruce?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
I'm not going down there.
Chris had the three girls first.
Okay.
And then had the two others with.
With Bruce. With Caitlin. No,
yes.
Right. Yeah, okay. Ever Anderson turns 16.
Ever Anderson.
Do you know Ever Anderson?
No clue.
Ever Anderson. I didn't see her age when I said you guys could go perfect here. Let me see what
she's... Yeah, I have no idea.
Is she a singer?
She's an actress. Angel, you know one of the films that she's in. I try really hard for Angel does. No? She's starred in Black Widow and Peter Pan and Wendy, the new Peter Pan and Wendy. All right.
That's why I have no idea who she is. Nobody saw any of those films.
She's 16 also, Brian.
Well, that's another reason.
Shadow
Black Widow maybe once.
Baby.
Yeah. Okay. Shadow Stevens.
Absolutely, Shadow Stevens.
A DJ.
Yes, indeed. He used to. Did he take over after Casey Kasem died?
Well, he had like a syndicated radio show, I'm almost certain.
Dave's World? Is that what it, or is that the movie that he was in?
That might have been a movie, but he was, I knew him as a radio announcer because I used to get the albums when I was first starting in radio when you would run the countdowns. Shadow Stevens was one of those.
77 years old today. Lulu is 75.
She was a singer.
Those schoolgirl days.
Very good. Very good.
Susan can sing.
We've got our own Roseanne Barr here. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
There you go.
Lulu is 75 today. Kathy Kinney.
Yeah, she was on the Drew Carey show.
Yep, 70 years old today. Adam Ant is 69.
Ant music. Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do?
Yeah.
Goody two, goody two, goody goody two shoes.
Phil Sims is 68.
Yeah, he was in the band with Adam and the, of course. I find him the most annoying commentator in football.
At my graduation, I said that I was going to go into sports, you know, into commentating, going into radio, and with the hopes of one day replacing Phil Sims. That's... I can't stand the SOB.
I've never been able to stand him.
No. All right, Gary Ross is 67.
Gary Ross, filmmaker?
Yes. Yes.
He did...
I don't need... Oh, do you know of one of them?
But I can't think of it off the top of my head. I know he did... He used to make them, and then he's made some more recent ones, and yeah, I can't remember, but I get that.
Seabiscuit and the Hunger Games.
Ah, there we go.
So, how about Julie Berman?
No, is that Chris's wife?
Julie Berman is 40, off of General Hospital. Let's see here. Antonia Thomas... This is a show that's on right now, 37 years old.
No.
From The Good Doctor, 37 years old. And Courtney Barnett.
I don't know,
Courtney. Musician Courtney Barnett is 36.
That was a light list.
It was a very light list today. Very light list. How many did you get?
11.
11? I think you only missed...
I think we missed three
missed four.
Or four.
That was it. Yeah, that's a really good run. Yeah, well done, ladies and gentlemen.
That was Susan's fault.
Thank you. You're right.
7:19 the time. When we come back, we'll have an abbreviated back page news section coming up. Right where, Susan?
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back, 7:23 on your Friday Sunrise Alert. Sunrise Alert.
I want to go to the end of the building and take a picture of it. To be
Man, it is absolutely spectacular. Susan, are you getting that out of your place, too, or is it in view for you yet?
Well, no, we have a real overcast morning here, but I look forward to seeing it when it pops out.
Oh, my. It is absolutely spectacular. It makes you love being awake in the morning. This is good stuff.
No, it is. It's beautiful. It's one of those that, you know.
There's going to be a lot of photos. Let me just say.
There's going to be a lot of photos, but that's the one that's like, the creator above knew what he was doing when he was putting
this. He's a great artist.
Yeah, great artist.
Right. And you're going to see a lot of pictures of that all over social media
already
this morning.
Okay.
Are they really?
Already seen them.
All right.
Bob's double checking. Do you see it, Bob? I see orange clouds, he said.
Okay. Yeah, that's what's pretty.
That is
that's All right. Hey, I wanted to dive into a couple of stories from Backpage News, Susan.
Okay.
Before we get into our movie review coming up in just a minute, Samuel Adams, I love their commercials. Sam Adams from Boston. You know, those make me giggle. Now, the beer itself, are you much of a Sam Adams fan?
Their pumpkin lager or their, I don't know if it's a pumpkin ale and the winter lager, very, very good.
Really? How about you, Susan? Have you drinking much Sam Adams?
I don't think I've ever had a Samuel Adams. But I should, huh?
Well, I tried it after seeing the commercials years ago where, like, they're at a business lunch and the one guy goes, I'll have a Sam Adams. The one who's, you know, interviewing for the job and the one who's interviewing him go, I'll have one, too. And it's like, wow, you can drink your way to the top. So but they are coming out with their Utopias. Sam Adams Utopia. It is the strongest beer It is illegal in 15 states, but is going to be available again.
This is a, they do this, I think, every year, right?
Yeah, it's, they've been doing it for a few years. And have you ever seen this or tried it, Tim?
No, I don't believe so. We had, I don't think it was the Sam Adams one that we tried.
It is 28% alcohol by volume. Your typical IPA is 7%. Yeah. A bourbon barrel aged stout approaches 14%. But the Sam Adams Utopia is so strong, it's prohibited in 15 states. Suggested price of $240 for a 25.5-ounce bottle.
Yeah, I know what? Guys on Brew Talk have had this before.
Have they really?
Yeah.
They say it tastes nothing like beer.
No.
It's like a cognac or port.
Yep, with that much alcohol, it's not going to taste like beer.
So why can they even call it that?
It's not a beer. But you can call anything you want a beer.
Well, is this Mountain Dew Energy drink a beer?
Sure.
Okay.
Anything with a little bit of alcohol in it, which, by the way, I want to try the new Mountain Dew.
I saw there's...
There's some in the fridge.
Okay.
Might review that instead of wine this morning.
All right. All right, a couple more back page news stories. Baby shark, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Baby shark, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. All right, there's a new... There's some new baby sharks.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, well, this is at the Brookfield Zoo. Here's what's amazing about it, is they're baby sharks that are born to a virgin shark.
Whoa.
Exactly. This is getting biblical in the ocean.
Where do you find this crap?
It's Brookfield Zoo welcomes baby shark via rare virgin birth. And if that's not amazing enough... The little shark walks, too.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
No, it does. You got a walking shark.
On top of the water, too, or what?
What this is bad news for guys. All right? Look, because we are getting more and more useless through the years.
Yeah, guy sharks are screaming and punching the wall right now. Well,
no, I'm talking men in general. This can get over into humans. I'm thinking if this can happen there. Look, guys, I'm telling you right now. Pick up your ability to kill spiders and unscrew lids, because those are the two things that we're still going to be. Look, once we aren't needed for that, we're down to spiders and jars. All right.
I don't think we have to worry about that.
No?
No, I think we'll be okay.
All right. Well, I found that rather fascinating. Here's one that will make you uncomfortable, Tanner. Did you see the story about the Missouri woman? Who she went to the doctor because she freaked out because she could feel an infection in her ear.
Oh, if it's spiders in the ear,
and she had a little fear that it was potentially could have been a miller or something like that that had gone in there, or she went in and they started flushing her ear. And everything was fine, and they're getting some wax and buildup out of there and so forth. And then she started to feel a fluttering.
Oh, no.
A little further down, and the gal who was checking it out put the little receptacle cup under her ear, and this little black thing fell onto her shoulder. And it was a little furry spider.
Oh, my God.
That had climbed up, and they've got a picture of the little guy.
I don't know.
Who dropped out of her ear, and it absolutely terrifying-looking little spider, man. So I'm gonna start sleeping with earplugs.
I'm thinking the same thing.
Yes.
Ew.
Do you want to know a fact that will absolutely mess with your mind when you go to sleep tonight? Don't you turn that thing around.
Oh, really? Okay.
It.
All right.
On average, we swallow 20 spiders in our life while we sleep.
That's not many.
Oh, wow.
20?
Think about a spider in your mouth.
Okay.
Ew.
One, too much, right? One. And 20 of them, on average, crawl into your mouth and you swallow them. Ugh.
You know, I'd like to just pick one Wednesday and get her done. You know, just give me a fistful of spiders. Let me just eat them up right now, and then I'm good for life. All right. No?
Dude, it's disturbing.
Okay.
You're disturbing as well.
Yeah. Oh, and finally, last thing, as you, Tanner, just ended up, you just had your wedding, and you get a lot of gifts for your wedding.
Yeah.
You know?
Charcuterie boards.
You get things that are nice, but you realize you're probably never going to use it. Great example, gravy boat.
Did not get a gravy boat.
Susan, do you have a gravy boat?
I do.
And do you use it?
No.
Yeah, well, neither do I, but there is one that you can order online that is $2,200.
Oh.
Now this, yeah, exactly. It is an amazing looking little thing. It actually looks like a duck.
I'm trying to Google it, yeah.
Yeah, look at that.
$2,200
for that.
You better have $2,300 inside of it when I get it.
Well, it holds exactly 20 spiders.
Yeah.
So you can.
Very good. There you go. There's some back page news for you. We'll be back with more right where, Susan.
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
For the time. When we come back on the other side, we will be reviewing Love at First Sight. Rom-com, Susan's choice here, so we'll be reviewing that for our movie review on the other side. So we're running a little bit behind, so let me say thanks to Clearwater Products. Clearwater Products is a company that has supported the ag and oil and gas industry since 2013. Now they've got a huge storefront at 2021 First Avenue. I'm blown away every time I walk in there by just how much stuff they have, Brian.
Yeah, if they were only good people. You know, I have rarely run into somebody who immediately I feel like I've known my whole life. And that's what I feel about Brody and the whole gang over there. They're fantastic people. I have such a blast whenever I'm in there. So that's great. But the fact that they do what they do, have been doing it for 10 years, and they've got the ability to custom make something for you, and they'll even bring it to you out in the field. They know what it's like out there. They know their business, they know their industry, and they know what's needed.
Call them at 970-673-8891. That's 970-673-8891. We'll review Love at First Sight next, but first, bottom of the hour news and Weather Center.
Seven 40, 20 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. Hi. Good morning. Welcome to Friday, Habajiba. It is Good Morning NoCo, broadcasting live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. Big thank you to those guys. Had a great visit with them yesterday. Always enjoy them. Also, thank you to Air Solutions of Greeley. Dusty and the crew have had my back from day one, so we thank them for making it all possible. Brian Gary, Tanner Schwint, and joining us on Fridays, she's our queen of entertainment, Miss Susan Moore. And I love getting Susan on because she, like me, kind of digs pop culture, loves movies, loves those kind of things. We've always had that in common. So we love to get together and talk about what we've seen. Because like me, you could just sit in front of the TV and watch like 6 movies in a day.
Well, and I have done that.
Well, let's jump in, Susan. You made the pick this week. And tell us what you chose, and I'll let you start out kind of telling the story of this. Sorry, I sounded like Tanner for a second.
All righty then. I was about to give Susan a hard time and say she's not allowed to pick movies anymore, but you know what?
Well,
now I hope she picks more and you don't pick any.
Well, Susan, okay. What do you think?
Well, I think that it's a break from, you know, we saw Mission Impossible, the fighting on the train, the bombs, the guns, you know, all that. This is just a lighthearted, but I'm afraid I told you wrong when I said it was a rom-com, when it's actually a rom-drom. It's Love at First Sight, and it's playing on Netflix. It's one of their top movies right now. The movie opens at JFK Airport, where a college student is rushing but misses her flight to London to attend her dad's wedding. She books the next flight, and in the interim, she meets another college student also flying to London, and there's a connection. Her unreliable cell phone plays a key role when they lose each other at customs at Heathrow, and the movie is about finding, then losing, then finding each other. The actress who plays Hadley, the lead, is Haley Lou Richardson, and I think she does such a good job. with witty, intelligent dialogue. The actor who plays Oliver, Ben Hardy, was in one of the X-Men movies and Bohemian Rhapsody, and I thought they were the reason for watching this movie.
And I will jump in on that. And I was charmed from the beginning, maybe because I'm a sucker for a British accent.
Yes.
But the young man in there, he was so charming. You know, at the airport, it's like, oh, I want these two to get together. And then, of course, on the airplane, it's a packed flight, but his seatbelt won't work. So, of course, they need to move him to a seat that it does have a working seatbelt. And the only seat open on the entire plane is next to the girl.
Yeah.
That, which, again, now, this thing starts out, and if you watch, like, there's a character, there's a narrator who appears throughout the movie.
I know.
And
she's reading a book, she's on the flight, she's the flight attendant, she's, you know, she's everywhere.
She's everywhere, and it's all about statistics. The one guy's totally into the stats, you know, and they're figuring out what are the percentages of this, what are the percentages of that, and that's kind of an underlying tone throughout the movie, and especially as it wraps up and they do the ending talking about there were this many kisses, held hands this many times, there were this many tears shed, there were this.
I didn't realize that was Jameela Jamil, who was the narrator. She is she's very, very popular with the younger demo there, and
oh,
she's
really?
An activist for women. She's a women's rights activist. So I didn't know that was her. I just saw that on the IMDb.
Yeah, go ahead,
she's
Susan.
She's just so pretty.
She is. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She is, and I thought, was it Haley? Was that her name? What was the girl's name?
Hadley. Let's
Hadley.
Just call her Hadley.
Yeah, okay,
yeah.
Whatever. Hadley Barrett. Best he's looked. That was... She was... I thought she was charming. I really liked her, and I use the word charming a lot. But I'm watching this, and I'm thinking, wow, this is cool. Hour and a half long, great dialogue. You know, I loved just the words that were being spoken. I loved the whole idea of having this funeral or this memorial service for the gal while she was alive, knowing that she was going to go. I thought that was really, really cool.
That was Ben's mom as we're walking through this.
Right.
And Ben had told Haley that it was going for a wedding or something like that, right? He didn't tell her that his mom was dying.
Right.
She gets word of that. And that was one I did like when Haley was at her dad's second wedding and the gal that he's marrying is... looked younger than Haley did, and they're like the chance of these two families having mutual friends like 2.6% or whatever.
Right.
So she takes off. Hey, I did like the number side, but guys, this was cliche on cliche on cliche on top of another cliche. It drove me crazy. It was everything that you would expect. If right now you said, Tanner, write a romantic movie, I could have written what was written in this movie. It was the same old stuff. Oh, they get to the airport. They happen to sit by each other. Put the number in the phone. Phone breaks. Oh, what's she going to do? Oh, well, you have his name. She's going to go on her laptop. She's going to get on Instagram. She's going to find him. Going to send him a DM. It's just so unrealistic, and it was all the same cliches. I'm a sucker for a rom-com, despite what you guys might think. I do have a heart. I like rom-coms. I like romantic movies, rom-droms, whatever you want to call it. This one was just so lazily written in my mind. It was just so cliche throughout the entire movie.
I disagree. Susan?
Oh, well, I thought it was an hour and a half well spent, especially... the ending was such a great payoff.
I loved the ending.
I did, too.
I loved how it ended.
You know, the characters were people you cared about.
Yes.
And you know, yes, there were some irritating people throughout the movie. But, you know, how do you recreate a new formula? You know,
That's been the formula for this type of movie forever, and it's been successful because there's a whole channel of it called Hallmark.
And I like some of the Hallmark movies, but this was, like, pick a cliche and give me one of them. And, like, the whole movie was just cliche after cliche.
Name three.
My wife... disagreed with me on this, okay? She said the
cute...
She did like it. She said...
I thought so.
The cutest line in the movie was when the guy's dad said, you know what I would have done different if I knew your mom would get cancer and die? Absolutely nothing.
I loved that too.
Right. And that's what you got, that's what obviously got Ben to go and chase after Haley and stuff like that. And I said, oh, that is cute. And she said, yeah, that made me tear up a little. I said, I figured you liked the mushy SOB. And she said, well, I am a woman and a hopeless romantic, so
I'm a dude
too cliche, man.
And a romantic, and I love dialogue that keeps me engaged. And I thought it was very smart, very smartly written. And absolutely. Oh, I don't get the cliche after cliche.
Doesn't work. Oh no. Oh, here's the one seat right next to her. Oh, she dropped her phone. She doesn't know how to get a hold of him. Oh, there happens to be somebody who knows what's going on. It cliche after cliche. It was lazily written.
I think you're a fool. I really that's why it's good to do reviews, because as I watch this, I'm thinking this is the thing Tanner hates.
Yeah. Lazy.
You know, where I'm watching it going, oh, it is so nice to have a little escape for an hour and a half. And I could, it's not like if I turn my eye for a second, I miss something, or all of a sudden, oh, wait, now we're in Afghanistan? You know? And, oh, 3 weeks later, and these kind of things. Just, it was easy to watch. It was very comforting, and I felt like I liked everybody, and I was wanting them to have good things happen to them.
That's fine, but nobody's love story starts like that. Nobody.
Theirs did. That's a small percentage, which is what the whole point was.
There is nobody.
Do the math.
There's nobody who that happens with, and there's so many of the stuff where I'm like, that's obviously avoidable. Oh, that like it just. Good. It was just lazy, and it's so unrealistic. And it was, oh, that's what love is. No, love's not that. The woman of my life, the love of my life, the woman I'm going to spend the rest of my life with, stood me up for 3 years after our first date, and then we got back together. It's that's not how life works.
You got to do a movie.
Yeah. I don't
know.
I just
movies.
Oh, go ahead.
That's why movies. That's why movies are nice, Tanner.
They definitely are. Now, what would you give this, Susan? What would you rate Love at First Sight? And again, this is on Netflix right now.
Right. Love at First Sight on Netflix. You know, I don't know that I'm going to watch it over and over and over again. It's not one of those. But I might one more time because of the dialogue and because of the chemistry between the two lead actors. I thought they were so lovely together. I'm going to give it a 6.
Mm. You're going to give it a 6?
Yeah.
All right, I went higher than that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I really enjoyed this. This was a great break for me. You know, and maybe because I'd been watching, you know, some horror movies or, you know, murder shows and those kind of things.
Halloween season and everything, I know.
It was just like cleansing my palate, you know, after watching this. So I'm going to go a 6.8. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and if I found out there was a 2 and we learn more about these guys and their relationship, I'd be back because I liked them.
Doesn't it wrap up with, I mean, doesn't this one kind of wrap itself up, though?
But we could have learned some of that story. I mean, we hear how it all progresses, but.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I would be all over that. So.
The phone charger. My phone charger doesn't work. Can I use yours? Oh, let me look up into your eyes and just, I'm in love.
Kyla turned to me during it and said, this is a damn Hallmark movie. She just wrote in. She gave it a 5.3.
Okay, Kyla and I are on the same plane.
Right. You both can be heartless.
Well, no, you call it heartless. I call it realistic. All right, I like these rom-coms. I enjoy that. I like the love stories. I do. This one was just so horribly done. My wife gives it a 7. I told her I wouldn't be too hard on it. I'm sorry. Here's the first fight we'll have is over the movie review. I'm going to give it a 3.8. It's just so lazy. It's so cliche. 3.8 for me. It's a bad movie.
Excellent. Very good company for an afternoon.
No.
Yes.
No.
Especially when it's chilly outside and you're eating homemade soup.
Mm. Yeah, that's where it takes me.
IMDb gives it a 6.8 out of 10.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
They're with me.
Yes. And how much do you always say that they don't know anything about movies?
Anyway, Susan, thank you. Thank you for picking this film this week. And I enjoyed it very much. And I look forward to doing this again next week.
I call dibs on the next movie.
I don't think that you're up.
Yes, because I was gone for the Mission Impossible one. It
all right, get ready for a cartoon.
Paul Blart 2, all right, way next week. No, Susan, I do appreciate what you do and what you bring to the show every single Friday. We love you very much.
Thank you. I just love you both so much. Thanks for having me on. I'm Susan on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
A little Sugar Ray there for you. Welcome back in. Good morning, NoCo. Y'all shut up. No, I'm just Brian. Brian started nodding along over there. Great entertainment hour there. Thanks to Susan Moore. Love at First Sight. Oh, love at first. The title of the movie's cliche, Brian. The whole thing's cliche. Your wife has it right. It is so cliche. We are, your wife and I, we get it. We get it.
Don't even. The last thing I want is to be married to somebody like you.
Man, tough.
All right.
That's tough.
God, if I got to go home to you.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
Get to. You get to. Not have to.
Jenna, if you need to talk.
You know? But thanks to Susan Moore for picking out that movie. Great review there. Coming up, hour number three, we'll have Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Colorado Rockies. Talk to him about about the World Series, the very, very low viewership of the World Series. Get his thoughts on that and what the Rockies need to do this offseason. As they're, you know, both teams that were in the World Series this year, just 2 years ago, had 100 losses. So
right, it gives you, I don't know if you see the blueprint of it, but yeah. I mean, it's possible.
It's been done, so that makes it possible.
Yep.
We'll talk with Shimmy about that. Wheel of Meat coming up in about 20 minutes, so we'll have the Wheel of Meat get your chance to win $50 worth of free meat coming up in about 20 minutes or so. And then we'll have our wine review and our Fusco Pizza game day picks with Cody Wilson. That's all coming your way. Still on Good Morning NoCo, presented by Air Solutions on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.